The next item is by Kate Hart, entitled Benson Health Walks, Help Wanted. I'm sorry to say that I am not about to announce a date for these walks to resume just yet. The benefits of health walks include walking as a group. This involves leaders being on a rota, so that there are always leaders available for the walks on offer. To meet the requirements of walking for health, our umbrella organisation, being a leader, involves training, which is a prerequisite. Many existing leaders have been involved in the rota for over 10 years, some for up to 20. So there are various reasons, such as age, health, change in circumstances, or needing a rest, that means we currently do not have enough leaders to run a regular weekly walk. I hope this might change over the summer. Any walker, existing health walker or not, could help it change by being willing to come forward as a new leader. Existing leaders will always give help and support, and the training has now moved online. Walks are local and soon become familiar, so map reading skills are not required. Leaders need to turn up, choose a route. We have six main routes, although there are minor variations available for all of them. Plan for possible risks, particularly the weather, and make sure that all those who start out are still there at the end. It is really just common sense, and there are no tests involved. If you are interested in knowing more, please contact their coordinator, Kate Hart, kate.h@ntlworld.com or 01491 838 689. Health walkers have not only had the benefit of regular walking, but have generally got to know many other like-minded local residents, especially as we finish in a local cafe for coffee. It's a great way to make new friends. I hope to hear from you.